was terminated deportation protections, and this could affect a lot of people.
President Donald Trump says he is taking action to end legal immigration status for some Somalis in Minnesota, effective immediately.
Oh.
The post on Truth Social says Minnesota, under Governor Walz, is a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity.
We know what our president has done. It is an attack on our community.
A massive fraud scheme uncovered in Minnesota found money intended for social
services
has been allegedly siphoned indirectly into the pockets of the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab.
This is wild.
Somali immigrants in Minnesota have reportedly been abusing systems meant to help the most unfortunate among us, including the latest federally funded autism services. The autism fraud scheme reportedly amassed $14 million through Medicare claims for services that were never provided, involving kids who never had autism. And the Somali immigrants behind this web of schemes have allegedly stolen billions from taxpayers, much of the money going back to the Somali government, where it would then end up in the hands of terrorists.
Trump took to social media Friday night, claiming that Somali gangs are terrorizing the people of that great state.
99.99% of the Somali community are hardworking.
Okay.
They're good neighbors. We're trying our best.
Somali community.
I'm sure he's right, but it sounds like we got some real crime here.
From the country's current affordability crisis.
Investigators say once that cash arrived in Somalia, Al-Shabaab took a cut,
whether
the sender intended that or not. Minnesota is home to one of the country's largest Somali communities. Former state fraud investigator Kaish Magan, himself a Somali American, wrote last year that it's uncomfortable and true that nearly all defendants in these major fraud cases come from that community. The U.S. Attorney's Office has charged dozens of defendants across multiple schemes, including housing aid fraud, pandemic child nutrition fraud, and false billing for autism therapy.
So it wasn't just
in
medical.
Total, prosecutors say these schemes have cost Minnesota taxpayers billions of dollars.
Still, there are people that have legitimately could use those resources that are not getting those resources.
Right. Housing.
It's past criminal.
Critics claim Minnesota leaders have tiptoed around the issue, fearing a backlash from the state's powerful Somali American voting bloc.
Stop it right
there. Pat, so you mean that's what it sounds like. Sounds like people want to stay in power at all costs.
And if you notice, Pat, Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar kind of quiet last week.
Yeah, it's their turf.
We talked about all the fraud. It's allegedly been carried out by members of the Somali community, okay? Hundreds of millions of dollars were stolen. This is the story we did last week. Sent back to Somalia.
They sent it out of the country.
Ended up in the hands of Al-Shabaab, a terrorist
organization.
That's why they're all crickets, okay? One source even said bigger. He said that the biggest funder of Al-Shabaab is the Minnesota taxpayer.
You gotta be kidding
me. Okay, just this week, the 77th person in Minnesota was arrested in a $250 million fraud case against most of them are Somali
So they're arresting people.
Trump, like you said, is ending the deportation status.
What is the evidence?
Yeah, what is the evidence?
All of this money that was taken and the billions upon billions of increased funding in Minnesota for social services ended up in Somalia.
Well, billions of dollars of government welfare money is missing in the state of Minnesota.
How do we define missing?
Well, the fraud is so bad that the U.S. Attorney's Office has come out and indicated that they believe their entire government programs, where the fraudulent claims outstrip the legitimate ones.
Wow, so the claims are fake.
There are cases where indictments have come down.
Oh, they're indicting people.
Guilty pleas are already in to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars that were fraudulently obtained. Filing false claims.
Fake paperwork.
Alongside doctored paperwork. And the indictments are continuing to come. And the U.S. Attorney's Office has made very clear that this is a network of fraud schemes stacked upon fraud schemes. And that while the true dollar figure in terms of stolen funds at this point isn't quite clear, it's safe to say that we're talking about billions of dollars.
Okay.
Billions of dollars. And look at this.
10 years in prison.
10 years.
For defeating our future fraudsters convicted in the first trial for the pandemic meal fraud scam. Abdi Majid Noor and his co-defendants stole $47 million in their part of the $300 million scheme. They claim to serve 18 million meals at phony sites like the small Empire Cuisine and Market in
Shakopee. That's insane.
Noor's job was creating the fake meal counts and invoices, plus the rosters filled with made-up names of kids. He used fraud money for a trip to the Maldives.
What?
To get a college degree, spending...
This guy just got 10 years in prison. This is a small group of people, apparently, who were able to exploit a broken government system in a massive way, and nobody tried to catch them.
Minnesota is just riddled with fraud, and that a lot of this money goes back to Somalia, and a cut of all that money has gone to the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab. But I want to reset this for viewers because it's complicated. This all stems from Feeding Our Future. That's the largest COVID fraud ever. These criminals opened more than 200 federal child nutrition program sites throughout Minnesota, and sites lied, claimed to be serving meals to thousands of children a day. They created fake attendance rosters, fake invoices, and the government reimbursed them. David Gaither, he's a former state senator here. He saw
the whole thing was fake. They weren't even feeding people.
Rich, this is the Sophia restaurant in downtown Minneapolis. This is the epicenter of some of the biggest fraud and waste and abuse in this area. The owner now is currently in jail, federal jail.
Really?
This restaurant, which seats about 35, supposedly served 18,000 plus meals a day.
A day?
A day for 7 months.
It said it served 18,000 people.
18,000 plus.
That's ridiculous. That's not even possible. The government has no ability to account for its own activity. That's what we're looking at here. We got a broken system that many people have been calling out for years, and it was totally just plundered by people who knew how to take advantage of it. I mean, you got a restaurant feeding 18,000 people a day, and the place is only this big. Like, you can't even make this stuff up.
Minnesota Rep. Ilhan Omar, she was a fixture at this restaurant. The Safari.
There she's getting
during
a picture
her run
taken.
For office. I think we have a photo of her at the restaurant with her supporters in 2018.
Wow.
Feeding Our Future, that's that corrupt nonprofit. It was the epicenter of it, but other
sponsors. I wonder
sponsors,
if they donated to her.
They were home relocation services, child autism. They were bilking $399 million in services fraud in 2023 alone. To date, 86 people have been indicted and counting.
It's pretty wild, some of the things that you lay out.
It is wild.
One group called Feeding the Future. That
feeding
went from getting
future.
$3.4 million in 2019 to $200 million 2 years later.
$200
they
million?
They grew faster than NVIDIA. How did nobody see that? Or is it
they didn't want to see it.
And the government and those who are supposed to be the watchdogs, like Tim Walz, like Keith
they
Ellison,
benefit
the Attorney
from
General,
it.
There just weren't looking.
These groups are probably
I
donating
think
to
it's
politicians.
Safe to say that there was a real unwillingness or inability among Democratic state officials in Minnesota to recognize some pretty obvious alarm bells here. All across these programs, claims were skyrocketing, absolutely spiraling out of control over a short period of time.
That's crazy.
And the reality is that the Somali community, which is where these large-scale fraud rings have been concentrated within this population in the state, it is a sizable voting bloc. It is a voting bloc you have to win if you're going to win political office in Minneapolis.
And there it is. And these politicians don't want to anger folks who they need votes from to stay in power.
So I think that was likely a incentive here.
Right.
That made some people not want to look too closely at what's been going on.
They didn't want to look.
Wow. And that would explain why now it's the U.S. attorney looking into
yes.
it rather than the state law enforcement.
They gave
or state
up
fraud.
On it.
Investigators, is there any indication, Ryan, as you get, you know, and obviously, you know, it's one of those things you drop an investigative piece and then all of a sudden you get 1,000 more tips.
Yeah, right.
That this goes higher, like actually into state government, you get the last 30 seconds.
It might.
I can't confirm that. So I don't want to get out in front of my skis here. What I can say is that this story has generated additional tips, and it is something that we are continuing to look into as we push forward with our efforts to expose the fraud rings that have been taking advantage of the generosity of Minnesota taxpayers.
All they have to do is find donations that went to politicians from people connected in some way with these fraud rings or these organizations that got this money and then either distributed it illegitimately or helped people file false claims.
Like I mentioned, Ilhan Omar, you guys noticed she's the biggest mouth, the biggest crap talking Trump this, fascist. She's been quiet, but last week, this is her. Oh, she emerged last week when they were talking about Epstein. And look what she called the Republican Party.
Tom Emmer has been a huge part of what I call the protection party. They've done every single thing possible to make sure that these files on Epstein were not going to be released.
So the only conspiracy she cares about, like, if you think about Epstein.
And I think, Pat, there's so much bad happening in freaking Minnesota, and I'm so happy that Trump is making these moves, because enough is enough.
And I have no doubt that there are many people in Minnesota who came here from Somalia and love America and are citizens, as Representative Omar stated. However, we can't ignore the fact that there are criminals here as well that have done things where there is a mountain of evidence.
Why didn't you guys deal with this at a local level or a state level?
Yeah, that's a good question from Minnesota. Why aren't
Governor
they dealing with this?
Tim Walz has turned Minnesota into America's fraud capital. And we've seen upwards of $1 billion go to criminal networks. And we're concerned
now
that those dollars are going to Al-Shabaab, a terrorist organization operating in Somalia. And so that's why
this governor could have been vice president
to investigate this, to track this money.
Please track it down.
Where does
find
it go
out where it went
from here? And how long are we talking about? Because the one program, the Minnesota Medicaid Housing Stabilization Program.
Look at this.
It was kind of the root of this fraud. And we're looking at the money, how it just, the spending just mushroomed from an initial cost of about $2.5 million to just the first 6 months of this year to $61 million. So that's about,
this would have been $120 million for the year
there. That was the root of it all, and it was just runaway spending. So it didn't take that long for this fraud to germinate and metastasize.
We have seen this network of criminals go from human services program to human services program, to the point where the United States attorney believes that most of the dollars in that housing support program went to criminals. And that's why Governor Walz had to admit that he couldn't protect taxpayer dollars for that program and just shut it down.
And this guy was going to be vice president, which is somebody who has to be ready to become president. And he can't even run his own state. That's ridiculous. What a nightmare scenario the country avoided by voting against that.
We've been holding accountable those that are the perpetrators of the crime. We are not holding accountable those that created the opportunity to have those perps do what
they
did.
That's the government.
And that would be the policymaker, the attorney general, and the administration.
Yeah, right. The governor. If people stole money that was intended for law-abiding residents in need, there should be some sort of consequence. There should also be some sort of consequence at the state level. If there are legislators or governors even who benefited from this and could have been running America at some point not too long ago, they need to be held accountable. The real question now is, does anybody in America have the guts to police itself? Because if we don't, the same kind of thing is going to happen again. Scamming the government is apparently one of the best ways to enrich oneself or even enrich people who probably should be shut down. That's what I happen to think. What do you think? Thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next video.